These are the security stories from Daily Tech Headlines for the week ending on May 13th, 2022. Costa Rican President Rodrigo Chavez declared a state of emergency after cyber attacks from the Conti ransomware group hit multiple government agencies. Conti actors initially claimed to have attacked Costa Rican agencies last month, impacting digital services from the Treasury, the Ministry of Science, Innovation, Technology, and Telecommunications, and the Costa Rican Social Security Fund, among others. Bleeping Computer observed Conti publishing most of a 672-gigabyte data dump that appears to belong to Costa Rican agencies. The American Civil Liberties Union reached a settlement over its lawsuit with Clearview AI, which accused the company of violating the Illinois Biometric Information Privacy Act. The settlement will bar the company from selling its biometric data to most private firms in the U.S. Clearview will also stop offering free trials to individual police officers without prior employer approval. Clearview will also create an opt-out for Illinois residents for their photos not to appear in its search results. Britain, Canada, and the European Union released a statement saying Russia carried out a cyber attack against a satellite company Viasat in late February, just prior to its invasion of Ukraine. The attack caused indiscriminate communication outages in Ukraine and also impacted wind farms and internet users in Central Europe. And finally, security researcher Brian Krebs received a tip that unauthorized users obtained login information to the Law Enforcement Inquiry and Alert System on May 8th, which he then passed on to the feds. This system provides search capabilities into 16 federal law enforcement databases, including law enforcement-sensitive and mission-sensitive data. Based on screenshots shared by the tipsters, UC Berkeley researcher Nicholas Weaver said the actors could both view records and submit false records to the system. The U.S. Drug Enforcement Administration said it's investigating the report. For more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to Daily Tech News Show at dailytechnewsshow.com. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time.